Chris Temple with Eddie Howe. Ed, you're normally pretty quick out. It's quite a long time for you. Have you been stewing in there?
That's one word for it. I wanted to just reflect and gather my thoughts before coming to see you.
What are those thoughts that you've gathered?
Huge frustration, really. I mean, we are masters of our own downfall today. We scored two good goals first half and looked in total control. I don't think they got near our goal first half, really. And then for the game to pan out like it did, hugely frustrating because we brought it on ourselves. We made bad decisions, really bad decisions, and very, very unlike us. I think we've chucked away leads before, and I think this season, and I think we've been unlucky in some games and haven't deserved what we've got. Today I probably felt we deserved exactly what we got. I thought it was coming. We didn't do anything about it. We didn't change. And a lot to be learned from the second half. I think that's always the thing. You have to look at it as a lot to learn from, a lot to grow from. Hopefully this experience will help us do that.
One of the bad decisions that people will talk about, of course, was the Brett Pittman Jr. Stanislas moment when you could have gone 3-1. I mean, how do you explain that one?
No, I think that was just a symptom of how we were second half. There's no blame attached to those lads. They're not trying to make a mistake. It was a good ball from Ryan Fraser and it was a really presentable opportunity to kill the game. But no, you can't start there because you'd have to go through the team and pick faults in everybody. And I'm not going to do that. I never have done, never will do. What we do as a team is try and react and grow from it because we'll be in this position again. And we were early season and we figured things out and worked it out and came back stronger. And we haven't lost the game. That has to be remembered, although it feels like a big defeat. And we have to come back stronger.
Millwall seemed to noticeably up their game in the second half. How much of that, therefore, put the pressure on your guys?
Well, they threw caution to the wind. They took a real chance and they bombarded us with an aerial assault, really. And you'd like to think on another day we'd pick them off and end the game with a third goal. But the first goal is really important. I think once we conceded that, it was going to be a tough assignment for us to see the game out. And I thought we would do it. But we didn't, and the manner of the two goals, as always, is hugely frustrating.
I mean, the keeper had to make a couple of saves. There's a few blocks in there, a few penalty appeals. Every ball that came into the box, it did look like it might be the one towards the end for them.
I think that was always going to happen at 2-1. I don't think there's a way you can escape it. As much as you'd like to think you can get your line up and get people to press the ball, when the ball's coming back at you so quickly, what you do need to do when you win it back is show the composure to get up the pitch. And we never did that second half. It was one bad decision after another, which was so unlike us when you consider the two 45 minutes. It was black and white, and it was that stark in contrast. So we have to analyse it and put it to bed and go on to Wolves.
It was two at the break. Could it even have been more at the break if you'd had a couple of chances taken?
Should have been, really. I mean, when you consider before we scored the first goal, we'd had three or four really presentable opportunities and looked like we could score at will, and we're cutting them open. And that's why for the game to end in the manner it did after certain aspects of our play first half, it beggars belief, really, and it's one of the most strangest feelings I've had after a game.
Harry Arter came off in the second half. He's not a man you take off very often. Has he got a problem, or was that just tactical?
No, it was tactical. I was trying to get a grip of the game. We weren't doing what we wanted to do. We felt like a goal potentially for Millwall was coming, and we felt we had to try and reverse that and make a couple of changes.
Such is the nature of the Championship. You were first for most of the afternoon. Now you're down to fourth this evening, but that's going to be the way it's going to go, isn't it? Now, people shouldn't read too much into slipping a place or two here and there.
Not bothered, to be honest. Just bothered about today and how we perform. And if we perform like we did first half, we've got a great chance. If we perform like we did second half, it's going to be difficult for us.
Callum, obviously, missed today. I know he was 50-50 and he just fell the wrong side of that today. Are you hopeful you'll have him for Wolves?
Hopeful, yeah.